Welcome to the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at newsramp.com. It's Wednesday morning, June 25th, 2025, and we have a lineup of environmental and energy headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So, grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Green Energy Breaks, Fusion Fuel Green PLC, NASDAQ HTOO, subsidiary secures $1.2 million in new UAE energy projects. Fuson Fuel Green, EVO, announced its majority-owned subsidiary, Al Shola Al Modia Gas Distribution LLC, secured $1.2 million in new engineering and utility projects across Dubai. These projects include developments in Dubai Marina, Business Bay, Satwa, and other districts, adding to the more than $2.7 million in contracts previously disclosed. All projects will generate recurring revenue through long-term utility agreements. Al Shola Gas's customer base now exceeds 12,000, with bulk LPG volumes over 600 metric tons monthly and a year-end target of 800 metric tons. Executives noted the growing demand for turnkey LPG systems in high-density developments and reaffirmed the company's strategic push into cash-generating utility infrastructure.
HSR supports Zero Waste International Alliance, ZWA, announces update to the Zero Waste Hierarchy. Happy Stands Recycling Services Limited proudly supports the release of version 8.1 of the Zero Waste Hierarchy by the Zero Waste International Alliance. This update refines global zero-waste strategy, guiding organizations towards sustainable resource use. Jamie Kaminsky, chair of the ZWAA Zero Waste Hierarchy Working Group, played a key role in its development. Key updates include enhanced guidance on hazardous materials and a new do-no-harm principle. These updates address current issues like chemical recycling and promote a circular economy. HSR is committed to aligning with these standards to ensure responsible material handling. Learn more about the Zero Waste Hierarchy at Zero Waste Canada.
URA taps into rising uranium demand amid booming interest in AI and nuclear. The rising demand for critical minerals, like uranium, is fueled by advancements in artificial intelligence and the push for more nuclear energy. Kazakhstan leads as the world's largest uranium producer, with growing sales to Asia. The U.S. is working to develop domestic uranium capacity to reduce dependence on foreign supply. Uranium prices hit an all-time high due to increased energy demand for AI data centers, but trade tensions may impact prices. With 61 nuclear power plants under construction globally and more in the planning stage, the demand for uranium is expected to rise. For traders interested in the uranium industry, Directions URA offers enhanced exposure to companies involved in uranium mining, exploration, and production.
BYD ships thousands of electric vehicles to Brazil ahead of tariff implementation. Chinese vehicle giant BYD is shipping thousands of electric vehicles to Brazil ahead of a progressive tariff program that will make importing EVs to the South American country increasingly costly. As China was locked out of the lucrative European and American auto markets via import tariffs, Chinese carmakers began looking for alternative markets to sell their affordable electric cars. In the U.S., enterprises like Massimo Group have an opportunity to capitalize on this shift in the market. Green Car Stocks is a specialized communications platform focusing on electric vehicles and the green energy sector, providing access to a vast network of wire solutions and tailored corporate communications solutions for companies looking to reach a wide audience. NOA Lithium strikes critical water, a game-changing discovery for Rio Grande Project. NOA Lithium Brines Inc. has made a game-changing discovery at its Rio Grande Project in Argentina's Lithium Triangle. The company has located a fresh water source on-site, eliminating a significant hurdle in the project's development pathway. This strategic find aligns perfectly with the area of highest lithium concentration, where NOA envisions future production facilities and evaporation ponds. With the potential to reduce costs associated with water procurement and transport, this discovery adds tangible value to the project's economic assessment. Positioned in a mining-friendly jurisdiction, NOA's steady advancement towards becoming Argentina's next major lithium producer makes it a compelling story to follow for investors in the lithium space.
Future of Mining, Australia 2025, to explore practical solutions, challenging the status quo, and shaping a resilient future. Future of Mining Australia 2025 is hosting its industry-leading conference, focusing on practical solutions and shaping the future of mining. The event will feature key discussions on workforce of the future, electrification, regulations, technology, and ESG considerations. With top industry experts and innovators, this two-day conference aims to challenge the status quo and drive innovation in the mining sector. For more information, visit the InvestorWire website. InvestorWire is a specialized communications platform offering press release syndication for companies and the investment community, providing access to a vast network of wire solutions and tailored corporate communications solutions. Five facts about solar energy you need to know. Solar energy is rapidly becoming a major source of clean energy globally, with infrastructure costs dropping by over 99% in recent decades. As solar energy takes on a bigger role in energy production, here are five key facts to know. Companies like SolarBank Corp have a role in providing energy storage systems to ensure the consistency of solar energy generation. Green Energy Stocks is a platform focused on companies shaping the green economy, offering various communication solutions to reach target markets effectively. For more information, visit greenenergystocks.com. Global study maps where nature's services fall short and why. A new global study offers a high-resolution view of how ecosystem services like food production, carbon sequestration, soil conservation, and water yield have shifted over the past two decades. While some regions have an ecological surplus, others face growing shortfalls, particularly in carbon storage and water availability. Climate change and human activities are reshaping this balance. The study, published in Environmental Science and Ecotechnology, reveals that ecosystem services are trending towards surplus overall, but deficits are growing for carbon sequestration and water yield. Spatial analysis shows patterns of supply-demand mismatch, with human activities driving mismatches in food production and carbon sequestration, while climate shifts impact soil conservation and water yield. The findings empower decision-makers to target local solutions for a global problem, recognizing the interaction between climate and human activity as key to crafting effective land use and conservation strategies.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.